Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Checking the calendar, it's time for a rehaul of the closet. Ideas galore from our fashionista, Andy Page.
I can tell you are so excited to talk about this subject this morning.
Out with the old and with the new, calendar included, right?
I know. Yes, it is the end of the season. And before we go into fall and winter, you know, I really want us to stop and take a strong assessment of your closet. Because, you know, at the end of this season, it's time for us to, you know, kind of look at what we wore the past season, and do we want to really carry a lot of what we didn't wear last year into the coming year. So this is the perfect time to give yourself what I call a wardrobe weed.
And
what we want to do is you want to ask yourself a few questions, and by asking the questions, you then want to create four piles. And the questions are these. Number one, does it fit?
Oh, yeah, that one.
When's the last time you wore it? Is it really sending the message that you want to send? Is it saying what you want it to say? And would you buy it again today?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Would you buy it again today? And so then, if you can ask those questions of every garment that you have hanging in your closet, you then want to put them into piles. And we want a donate, a recreate, a contemplate, and a fix me great.
I like that.
Exactly. Well, the truth is, the fix me great is really all that should go back in your closet. And for most of us, that's really only about 20%. I mean, how much of your closet do you really think that you wear, Brooke?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just moved recently, so mine has been weaned down quite a bit. So I'm going to go with, I probably wear 50% of what's in my closet.
That's actually really impressive. For most of us, it's 20%.
Wow.
So I think that that's actually really impressive. So the goal is to really have a working wardrobe that doesn't feel overwhelming. Because every day that you wake up, you have to open those closet doors, and you have to figure out what to wear, and you have to read through all of the emotions that's hanging there.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you've got, you know, weight issues hanging there. You've got wasted money hanging there. You've got past relationships hanging there. And they're all facing you as you try to start your day.
Right.
So if you can work through that wardrobe, go ahead and weed out all of the things that you're not utilizing and put them to better use. I mean, the donate pile becomes, you know, wardrobe capital. You can make money off that through a tax donation or consignment. The recreate pile are those things that need to be tailored. And you want to be careful here, because if it costs more than $25 to tailor it, then you can probably replace it for just a few dollars more. Okay. And then your contemplate pile are those things that you're emotionally connected to. I mean, maybe it's your prom dress, or, you know, from, you know, 1985, or maybe it's that pair of jeans that you swear you're going to get into one day.
Yeah.
But those are the things that you will put in another place in your closet. And then the fits me great is just that, the things that you're utilizing right now that fit you really well and you can build on from there. So before we go into another season, let's weed our wardrobe, let's get rid of the clutter, and ultimately feel better about going into fall and winter.
Well, you know, Andy, you have a lot of wives that are probably listening, the asking if they can do this with their husband's closets. What do you recommend?
Of course. I definitely think that this can be good. And I have to say, I do this to my husband about every 6 months, of course, with the change of the season. I go through, and if sweaters have got holes in them, out. Anything that is, you know, pilling and damaged and bleached, and out.
Uh-huh.
Take it out. So, of course, and this can be done with your kids, too. I was just talking to my bonus daughter about it this morning. I do it to them as well. So it actually feels really good to start the season fresh with a wardrobe of things that actually work and aren't embarrassing.
Sounds good.
Well, these are four easy to remember. Donate, recreate, contemplate, and fits me great. I love those.
Yes, that's exactly right. And for more tips like that, please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. You can go to my website, SensusStyle.com, and I encourage